Well, it seems like we've just entered summertime in the tri-state region with some incredible weather and some warm weather, even though it snowed recently in Newfoundland. They got over a foot of snow, as a matter of fact, on June 27th. But we don't have to worry about that because we can think about the annual New England Clam Bake, which is going to be coming up on Saturday, July 29th, and once again held at Satry Hill, actually. This is put on by the Jane Lloyd Fund, of course, and all the funds raised go to benefit people in our area one way or another who are fighting cancer as a family or as individuals. And we'll get more into that in just a second. But once again, we'll welcome back our annual guests on this, both Donna and Tanya. Good day, and thanks for joining us, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So we'll talk just briefly once again about the Jane Lloyd Fund and about how unique it is in the way it helps families and individuals who are in the battle with cancer. Who wants to take this one on?
I can go ahead with that.
Okay.
Yes, it is a unique fund in that it helps families in the Region 1 area pay their day-to-day living expenses while they're battling cancer. The funds go directly to the recipients, and it just helps relieve their stress and helps them focus on getting well. So through the generosity of our community and our fundraising events and people just popping checks in the mail, we've helped several area people who are battling this horrible disease.
And what's horrible about, even more horrible about this disease, the longer we go into this and different organizations are fighting for cures, we find as individuals and people, there's more people we know in our families and our friends that seem to be coming down with disease, cancer, and your fund really gets to a breaking limit every now and then, every year, even with all the work that goes into it.
Yes, unfortunately, in the past, happened once, we had to turn away a family initially, but we ended up making it work for them. So we don't ever want to turn anyone away. It just breaks our heart to think that these people are suffering, and we have this wonderful fund, and there's no money to be had. So through the efforts of our advisory board and, again, all of our fundraising in the community, luckily we haven't had to turn anyone away.
All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty about the clam bake, which, once again, is on Saturday, July 28th. Tickets probably sell out for this, I would think, every year. But let's talk, first of all, about the tickets and how people can get the tickets.
I'll pipe in here and just say that thank you, Marshall, for having us. And this is our biggest fundraiser that we have. And we can get the tickets are available through Donna Lloyd or myself, and they are $55 a piece, and that includes the day's meal, which is lobsters and clams and potatoes and corn, all of which are cooked on a kiln. There's hamburgers and hot dogs there for sale. There's a beverages for sale, raw bar. And all of that is included in your ticket price.
And once again, like what I always say, if people want to come and they don't buy tickets, they can come and they can purchase hamburgers and hot dogs and whatever you have, but just not the lobsters.
Correct. The ticket price is just for the lobsters. If you are not a seafood lover and would like to just come and be with family and friends and community and just enjoy the day, yes. Hamburgers and hot dogs are for sale. Beers for sale. So it's just part of being together in the community. Whether you like seafood or not, please come.
Once again, if you want more information or to purchase tickets, you can call 860-824-5493 or 860-248-0143. Those are but you can also go to the janelloydfund.org.
Yes, I was just going to say we do have the capability of accepting credit cards now, so you can go right to the janelloydfund.org click on the events tab, and under that there's a drop down for Clambake tickets, and there is a downloadable credit card form.
All right.
So that makes it quite easy.
What's great about this is the amount of volunteers you get just within your circle of Jane Lloyd Fund people, but also various people in other communities all pitch in to help make this possible.
Absolutely. In fact, I was just over on Twin Lakes, and every year Mary Ellen Baldwin and her daughter Megan, they were just chit-chatting and said, okay, we're on board for the desserts. July 28th. I didn't even have to ask them. They just, it's on their radar. They know to do it, and they ask all their friends to just bake whatever they want to bake, and there's our dessert for the day.
And I also heard from one of the Sharon volunteer firemen who every year donate their ice cream truck. And he came, and he actually emailed me and said, do you need this? We're ready. I'm on board. I'll be there for you. So it's just people coming up every year knowing that this event is going to happen and want to help.
And also every year the crew that comes and actually does this for you.
Oh, my goodness. it is amazing. It is amazing. I was just actually putting the volunteer list together, and there are so many people that just show up. And it's like I send out an email and everybody responds, I'm there. It's just not a question. It's like an event that everybody looks forward to, not only for all the good work that we all do and for the community, but we also come together as in the camaraderie of sharing this event. It's awesome.
And I think that people who do volunteer and who do know, you know, the benefits of this, they know they're helping their neighbor. They're not, you know, helping a stranger. And not to say that that's not a good thing, too, but they know that they're helping their neighbor.
I think,
with their day-to-day living expenses.
I think they also know that sooner or later they might be helping a family member.
Right.
That's the amazing thing about the Jane Lloyd Fund is how personal it is. And I think it's the region that we're in is that, yes, we're all friends, that we all know one another. But, boy, the impact person to person, family to family is absolutely amazing. And the good you do for these families is just unspeakable because – they have to worry about all the medical things, not only money, but all getting to appointments and everything. And you can help out with all the other stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Simple as filling up their gas tank to get to a chemo treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
So now we were talking before we got on air, and you not only do you look for people to come and participate and enjoy the clam bake or come and just buy hamburgers or whatever, but the business community, and I can tell you as a nonprofit, the business community in this area is second to none with getting behind. If businesses want to come on board and help you out, do you have different levels of sponsorship for businesses in our area?
We do. We have several different options, and we're always looking to include new businesses in the area. And we have what we call leadership sponsors, where you're asked to, you know, give a little bit more in recognition in different ways. We also have a regular sponsorship, which helps support the event as well.
And if people want to find out more information about it, they can call the same telephone numbers, which would be 824-5493. And 860-248-0143. And once again, for tickets, the janelloydfund.org. Now, also that day, there's a tradition of great music that Elliot puts together, Elliot Osborne.
Yeah.
Yes, he always gathers local musicians that want to just come, and we call it the Music Circle with Elliot Osborne and friends, and it's sort of this organic thing that just sort of happens, and people show up with their guitars or banjos or whatever instrument they want to play, and it's really one of the highlights of the day. People just gather around and listen to them as we're, you know, putting the day's events together and putting together the kiln, and it's a really, really neat thing to see. Every year it's different because you never know who's going to show up and play.
All right. Now, another interesting thing about this for people that like to ride bikes is every year there is a bike ride that also is associated with this and put on to help you out. Let's talk just for a second or two about that.
Yes, they you actually take off from the parking lot down by the ski jump around 7:30 in the morning, and Bill Gold, who is the organizer of this bike ride, puts together a roadmap of a century ride, as well as half of that. So you aren't required to do a century. I mean, there are different routes that he puts together, so you can cut off and do a shorter ride as well. But it always starts off around 7:30 in the morning, and they ride into Lake Lime Rock and go past Jane's house on, sorry, Dugway Road. And they go off on their routes through the tri-state area, and they end up back at the Clam Bake.
All right. So now, what's the best time? I mean, what are the official hours of the Clam Bake?
It starts at 2 in the afternoon and goes until 8 p.m.
And basically the lobsters and the bake is normally ready probably, what, about 3:30, 4 o'clock?
Yes. Usually around quarter of four. Yep. Our goal is to serve the meal to everyone at 4 o'clock.
And we're
pretty good. We're pretty on time with that.
I think one of the great things about getting there at 2 o'clock, you can actually see this whole thing taking shape, and you can smell it, and you can see you can see everything, what they put together. And basically, it just looks like a big steamer wood chip factory there.
It's one big pressure cooker.
It really is pretty amazing when you watch it all, and then you taste what comes out of there.
It is amazing, actually, and once they get all the food on there and cover it with the heavy tarps to steam everything, it's about 40 minutes to cook the food, and at that point, then we serve 300 people.
That's amazing. It really is. So once again, the 13th Annual New England Clam Bake is Saturday, July 28th at Satry Hill in Salisbury. 2 o'clock is when it starts. Tickets are $55, available online at the janelloydfund.org or by calling 860-248-0143 or 860-824-5493. Once again, one of the amazing things about this is if you're thinking about going to this, you've got to get your tickets for the lobster and the $55, which includes the raw bar, steamers, potatoes, corn on the cob. You've got to get them in advance and as early as possible because they do sell out every year.
So you want to purchase your tickets in advance either online or by calling Tanya or myself. They do have to be purchased in advance, and there are no tickets available the day of the event.
And if there's no tickets available, but that doesn't prohibit you from going and getting hot dogs, hamburgers, and buying refreshments that way and helping out because you can do that as well.
Correct. And there's the ice cream truck for dessert.
And all I can say is keep up the great work and good luck. And whether the weather is hot or cloudy, it's always a great time because the way you have set it up, there's plenty of coverage for everybody.
Yes, it happens rain or shine. So if it rains, we all huddle under the tents and get a little close with each other.
All right. Well, congratulations, guys. And hey, good luck on this year and rest up after it's over.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Marshall, very much.